Ninth grade, English for Starters book. This record covers the first lesson from the second unit of Module 1. It's presented by Light Initiative and voiced by Zainab Shaheen. The title of the unit is Storytellers. The title of the lesson is Once Upon a Time. Azizi Talib. عنوان هذا الدرس رواة القصص ومن خلال هذا العنوان نقدر نستلهم جوهر الدرس بداية عم يذكروا أنه بالماضي وقبل اختراع التلفاز ووجود السينما والأفلام كان روي القصص والحكاية سبيل لتسلية الناس ولتعليم الدروس والعبر الأخلاقية وعم يقولوا أنه قديما كان الترحال والسفر أمر شاق وبياخد وقت طويل نسبيا فكانت كل قرية نوعا ما منعزلة عن بقية القرى وبالتالي بكل قرية كان في نسخة مختلفة لنفس القصة لكن بشكل عام كانت القصص متشابهة قصص بتحكي عن الأمراء والأميرات الحيوانات الأشباح اللصوص والسارقين السلاطين والفقراء والكنوز المفقودة طبعا سرد القصص كان له طقس وجو معين فكان الرجال يتجمعوا بالليل حول النار ويبلشوا بروي القصص والحكاية وهالشي ما اقتصر فقط على الرجال أيضا النساء كانت تجتمع مع بعضها وتحكي القصص لأولادها وهنن عم يحيكوا الملابس صحيح أنه معظم الناس بهذاك الوقت كانت تعرف تحكي قصص بسيطة وقصيرة لكن مو مثل الفئة من الناس اللي كان عندها ملكة الحفظ وموهبة السرد فكانوا يحفظوا قصص وأشعار قادرين يضلوا أيام متواصلة عم يروها بطريقة مشوقة قادرة تأسر آذان وعقول المنصتين وطبعا هالزخم الكبير من القصص تسبوها عن طريق السفر والاختلاط مع سكان قرى ومناطق تانية وكمان كان يصير نوع من النقاشات بين رواة القصص والناس وهالشي كان يزيد من متعة الأمر هالقصص كانت بتملك رسائل أخلاقية مشتركة مثل التشجيع على الكرم والصدق وحسن الضيافة المعلومة الأخيرة بتقول أنه لحسن الحظ نتيجة تدوين معظم هاي القصص فهي لا زالت موجودة حتى زمننا الحالي وانحفظت من الانقراض. So let's begin. In the days before television, radio and films, people told stories. And with these stories, they were able to entertain their audience, teach them, and give them moral lessons. In Arabic, traditional stories often start كان يا مكان. But once upon a time is the traditional beginning of folk tales in English. In the past, people weren't able to travel easily. Journeys were long and slow, so each village was isolated and told different versions of the same stories. Amazingly, many of these traditional stories are very similar across the Arab world. There are stories about princes and princesses, animals and ghosts, thieves and robbers, hidden treasures. Which sultans and poor men. Men used to meet around a fire after dark and tell these stories. Women used to gather together and tell stories while they sewed their dresses. They told stories to their children to educate and entertain them. Most people were able to tell simple stories, but most of them couldn't remember long stories or tell them in an exciting way. So there were also professional storytellers who traveled from village to village. In this way, they could have dinner and stay the night. They were very talented and they could remember incredibly long stories and poems. In fact, they were able to talk for days. Amazingly, they did this with only a stick for emphasis. Their audience listened attentively, stopping the storytellers to discuss the story's moral message. Sometimes, the storyteller stopped at an exciting moment to take a sip of tea. Certain qualities were important in these stories. Generosity, faith, and hospitality. Fortunately, many of these oral tales were collected and recorded before they were forgotten. And we can still read, listen, and learn from them today. Vocabulary. Aspects of a story. Setting. Plot. Ending. Character. Comprehension section. Exercise number 2. Read the article and answer these questions. Number 1. How do folk tales begin in English and in Arabic? The answer is, in English, they begin with once upon a time, while in Arabic, they begin with كان يا مكان. Number 2. What was the purpose of storytelling? The answer is to entertain the audience, teach them, and give them moral lessons. Number 3. Why is it surprising that folk stories are similar across the Arab world? The answer is because villages told the same stories with different versions, although they were isolated. Number 4. What did professional storytellers tellers used to help tell the story? The answer is they used a stick for emphasis. Number 5. What technique did the storytellers use to increase the tension? The answer is they used to stop at an exciting moment to take a sip of tea. Number 6. What are the qualities that are communicated in Arab folk stories? The answer is generosity, faith, and hospitality. Number 7. Traditional folk tales offer moral lessons. Do modern stories offer the same? The answer is up to you. Grammar in context section. Could, couldn't, was, were, weren't able to. Read the article again. Copy and complete these sentences and phrases. Number 1. In the past, people, space, easily. The answer is weren't able to travel. Number 2. Most people, space, simple stories. The answer is were able to tell. Number 3. But they, space, long stories. The answer is couldn't remember. Number 4. In this way, they, space, dinner. The answer is could have. Number 5. Professional storytellers, space, incredibly long stories and poems. The answer is could remember. Remember. Number 6. In fact, they, space, for days. The answer is were able to talk. Now let's move to the same lesson in the activity book. Page number 8. Language practice. Help box. We use could to describe general possibility or ability in the past. For example, I could answer all the questions in the test. Another example, I couldn't go to the concert because I didn't have a ticket. We don't usually use could for something that happened on a particular occasion. In this case, we use was or were able to. For example, the horse was going too fast, but in the end, the rider was able to control it. Exercise number 1. Complete the text with could or couldn't. One summer's evening, the men in the garden of a coffee house were playing a game. Because it was dark, they had candles on their tables so that they, space, see. The answer is good. They noticed a man looking anxiously for something on the ground. What's wrong, my friend? Someone asked him. Weren't you able to find what you had lost? No, said the man sorrowfully. I lost some money earlier this evening. I looked all over the garden, but I, space, find it. The answer is couldn't. Where did you lose it? In the street next door. But it, space, still be there. The answer is couldn't. Why are you looking here and not there? Because it was dark there. I, space, see anything. Here it's much lighter. The foolish man replied. The answer is couldn't. Another help box. We use was, wasn't able to, or were, weren't able to when you want to say that someone was or wasn't in a position to do something. For example, after my father broke his leg, he wasn't able to drive for 2 months. Exercise number 2. Complete the story with the correct form of was or wasn't able to, were or weren't able to. One day, some people were discussing the things they, space, do when they were young. The answer is were able to. And the things they, space, do now that they were old. The answer is weren't able to. One of them said, when I was young, I, space, do exactly the same things that I can do now. The answer is was able to. What do you mean? The others asked. In my garden, there is a heavy stone. He said, I tried to lift it many times when I was young, but I couldn't move it. And when I grew old, I still, space, lifted. Nothing has changed. The answer is wasn't able to. The end of the lesson and the record. Wish you all the best.